Bible reading number 349, James 2, verses 14 through 26. Faith must act. James, the half-brother of Jesus, wrote these words, "My brothers, if a person claims that he has faith, but he will not serve God, what good is that kind of faith? Can a faith like that save him? Suppose a brother or sister needs clothing or daily food, and one of you says to such a person, 'Go in peace. I hope you will find enough clothes to keep yourself warm and that you will have plenty to eat.' Unless you give them what they need physically, what good have you done? So faith is dead when it is alone and will not act. But someone might say this, 'You have faith, but I'm a man of action. How can you show me your faith without your actions? From my actions you can see my faith.' You say that you believe there is one God. That's fine. The demons also believe this and shake with fear. You empty person, do I need to prove to you that faith without actions is worth nothing? Abraham is our father. Isaac was Abraham's son. Abraham offered Isaac to God on the altar. Yet it was by the things which Abraham did that he was made right with God. Don't you see how Abraham's faith and his actions work together? His faith was made perfect because of the things he did. The scripture was fulfilled, which says, 'Abraham believed God, and so God declared him to be a righteous man.' Genesis 15, verse 6. Abraham was even called God's beloved. Don't you see that a person is righteous in front of God because of his actions? He cannot be made right by faith alone. And in the same way, was not Rahab the prostitute also made right with God because of what she did? Yes, she welcomed the messengers of Joshua and helped them to get away. So, just as the human body is dead without the spirit, the type of faith which does not act is dead too.